TV at 6 a.m. and saw it was on Spike TV. I'd never seen Spike TV, and it was my favorite that I haven't seen for years, The Three Stooges. I mean, I just love The Three Stooges. I grew up with The Three Stooges. You don't see them very much, but they're back. So, you know, that's this just in here.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
We did a little tease for this radio program that we were going to be making a special, I mean, big changes coming to the radio station type announcement. And so that people should tune in. So it'd be interesting to see if any, you know, how many people who don't normally listen to the Saturday special are listening today. If we have a larger than normal audience or a ho-hum audience or whatever, we'll see. We did not do a promo, so people didn't hear that in other day parts, unless they happen to be listening to Good Morning Monterey Bay. So the announcement that we're going to be making concerns KOMY, our AM 1340 radio station, that we acquired in, I think it was January of 1997. And it's sort of been a parallel, sort of a little brother or little sister station to the big gun, KSCO, which is a 10,000-watt radio station. KSCO can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield. It's a regional radio station. Our 10,000-watt signal has the range of a 50,000-watt signal because of our special transmitter location that sort of amplifies the signal. Same can be said for KOMY, although we're working to tweak it so that the signal is optimized. I think we need to do a little bit of work on KOMY's signal, but we are doing that. And the most important thing is that we are going to be doing something very, very different with KOMY. And what do you think that's going to be? Well, this is what we call a tease. And for many, many years, ladies and gentlemen, KSCO, which I had always intended to be a voice for everyone, has sort of been pigeonholed into, or positioned, I guess, by members of the community here, mostly in Santa Cruz and in the Monterey Bay also, as being a conservative right-wing, you know, redneck radio station. And I will admit that over the last few years, I have cared less. I've come to care less about fighting to be a voice for everybody. Okay, if they want to call us a conservative station, okay, we'll be a conservative station and hold our head high and be real proud of it. And in fact, on June 1st, we very proudly added as our news service at the top and bottom of the hour, Fox News Radio. Fox News Channel is the fastest growing, most successful news organization in the world, and its ratings on cable television is just phenomenal, and it's got all of the other stations, all of the other networks like NBC and CNN and so forth. They don't know what hit them, you know, because Fox News, which prides itself on being fair and balanced, and I've had many arguments with people, both friends and not friends, about whether Fox News Channel is indeed fair and balanced. People say, come on, are you crazy? They're not balanced. They're as right-wing and conservative as can be. And I guess, as Rush Limbaugh says, that is balance. Anyhow, that's one of the things that we can talk about. If you care to, on this open mic Saturday special with MZ for the next 2 hours on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, and, well, I guess you're co-favorite radio station, AM 1340 KOMY. We are simulcasting the Saturday special this morning on KOMY. And if KOMY is not your current co-favorite radio station, it will become your favorite radio station. Now, what are we going to do with KOMY to make that happen? What do you think? Take a wild guess. Can you take a wild guess? All right, I'll give you, if you want to call in, our phone numbers are 479-1080. Or 477-1340. Those are the on-air phone lines. Feel free to call in and take a guess. If we don't receive any phone calls, I'm going to bear with me here. I'm going to sort of develop this. I've already sort of given you the kernel of what we're thinking about doing here. by telling you that KSCO has been positioned as a conservative radio station, even though over the years we have done everything we can to bend over backwards to encourage a call-in participation from people of all points of view. And in fact, the more that we get, the more I think it makes for better programming. The problem is that, and I'm sorry to say this, people, we have, with very few exceptions, we have a handful, maybe three or four, callers who call in who are definitely liberal or progressive and very much anti, conservative, politically, who call in, and I think KSCO is their favorite radio station or close to it. But I guess the claim here is that if you don't have decidedly liberal hosts on the radio station, there's no way in the world you can be balanced because people are uncomfortable about calling and arguing with somebody. And that's what I don't quite understand, and that's what makes me very sad. Now, let me share with you some information about a company that you might have heard us talk about. We've talked about it a little bit on KSCO and KOMY. But about a year and a half ago, this company was in the news like no other startup company I had ever seen being in the news. And that company is Air America Radio. It's a liberal talk radio network because people said for many years as Limbaugh and conservative talk radio became more and more powerful and more popular in the United States, and many indeed credit a conservative talk radio with the resulting elections of George Bush and the tipping the scale in the U.S. Congress from Democrat to Republican. And it's really interesting, folks, because I believe that liberal political liberals have been very, very successful and very adept over the years at using the media very skillfully, you know, to achieve their goals, and that's, the goals are to be in power. And suddenly, you know, over the last, half a dozen years or so, the tide seems to have turned. And the Republicans, who used to be really, really dopey and inept, you know, when it comes to using the media, have sort of emerged as the ept ones, if you will. And it's the liberal Democrats that seem to not know how to use the media these days. So that's why they talked about creating a serious liberal talk radio network. And I have never seen so much hype in the news. I mean, you can't even put a value on the publicity that was generated. You all remember, if you were listening to any newscasts or reading any newspaper articles or anything, beginning of 2004, I guess. The company hadn't quite launched yet, but they were planning to launch and did launch. I think it was on March 31st, 2004. And for a company that had so much hype in the news and had so much press, you would have think that they would have launched with quite a number of affiliates, maybe in the hundreds. And instead, I believe I'm correct when I say the company launched with three affiliates, maybe four. And HBO did a special recently that aired two or three months ago about Air America. It's a really interesting story. Anyhow, for many, many months, people have been asking us to consider carrying Air America programming on KSCO or KOMY. And to me, it was a no-brainer because here finally was an opportunity for to get some presumably quality liberal progressive radio programming on our station here and serve that part of the community that has been screaming that we haven't been serving them. So we have been trying, and we've been trying for well over a year to try to make a deal with Air America, and we may or may not. We're very, very close to making a deal with Air America, and that would mean that Al Franken would be on your on KOMY. But that may or may not happen. I don't know. I'm just being honest with our audience here. And if it doesn't happen, we're going to be doing something else with KOMY. It'll probably be liberal. And this is what I want to talk about. That's a really fascinating subject that I've been thinking a lot about in recent months. When I had my original discussion with the president of Air America, he said to me, I said, we would be interested in carrying the Al Franken show in Santa Cruz, where we think he would play very well. And he said to me, well, you can't cherry pick. You got to take everything 24/7. You got to take all of our programs. I said, well, wait a minute. First of all, we can't do that because we have, you know, we have obligations in certain day parts. And he said, well, there's this thing called formatic purity. You can't be, you gotta be, if you're in talk radio, you gotta be all liberal or all conservative. You can't be both, or you can't be in between, or you can't be wishy-washy. And I said, you're out of your mind. You're gonna fail with that kind of an attitude. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I have had an epiphany. And I it's sad, but I think it may well be true that what he said, you have to be all liberal or all conservative if you're in the talk radio business, because sadly, I have never seen our country so polarized as it is today. People who have been good friends for years have become mortal enemies because of politics, because one likes George Bush and one hates him. I mean, it's just really sad. And what's even more sad is that people seem to be so intolerant. I'm talking about people from both sides, you know. If you're a liberal, you don't want to tune in and hear conservative radio. You don't even want to hear it. You don't even want to open your mind. You don't even want to listen to the other side. So there's a very good chance that president of that company was right and I was wrong. So I think we're definitely moving in the direction of putting KOMY into liberal talk, and I think that's whatever it is, we're going to give the people what they want, if that's indeed what they want. Whether or not it turns out to be a good business move, whether or not it seems to be it's successful as a business, remains to be seen. The radio business is a very, very different kind of business. It's very fluid. It's very exciting. It's very fun. There's never a dull moment. Anybody who works here at KSCO can vouch for that, right, Aaron? Oh, Aaron's not there. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. So let's go to our first phone caller, Bernie Owens from New York. Hi, Bernie.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Good. What a pleasant surprise.
Yes, it is. Well, Michael, I've got to tell you one thing right off the bat is that, you know, if I say I'm a Democrat, everybody puts this great big liberal on my forehead. They don't know me.
Uh-huh.
I'm the biggest conservative you've ever seen in your life.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't talk about politics on your show, which we are the first affiliate of. I mean, you have your flagship station, WWLZ in Elmira, Corning, New York, is your first station for the Wellness Hour with Bernie and friends, which we carry live. I listened to the program. I thought it was so good. It's so interesting and so unusual and so unorthodox and so unprofessional that it's really good.
Well, we're not professionals, Mike, and we don't want to be.
Uh-huh.
Because professionals tend to goof everything up. You know, Michael, I'll be truthful. I've been listening to what you've been saying.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there's so many people out there today who might say, well, they're liberal or they're a conservative. Michael, I think we're all setting right to the brink of where we've got to start saying we have got to do it's a government by the people and for the people.
Well, we're Americans.
See, I'm not on my show now, so I can talk.
Yeah, sure.
And let's be truthful, Michael. The problem is we've all been sitting back and say, let Joe Blow do it. Well, Joe Blow is doing it now, and if you want him, he can come right in and say, well, you know, this is a nice piece of property. I think we could put a motel on this or a hotel on this,
uh-huh.
And we could bring in more tax dollars. Toodaloo, kiss your property goodbye.
Uh-huh.
We've let the judges do this because we have to start standing up for our own rights. Michael, it's time that the little guy, like myself, starts using my mouth. I can't do it on
okay,
my show.
Okay, well, golly, this is number 5 on my list of discussion. We weren't going to get to this, but since you brought that up, Bernie, I've been thinking lately about doing a program on either one of the radio stations here, a specialty program called Let's Do Something About It.
Yeah.
Okay? Isn't that a neat idea? When injustices, you know, take place, you feel so powerless. Radio is an incredibly powerful medium, and
yep.
You can use radio to mobilize, you know, the little people, as it were, you know, to become big people. You know, isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to talk about that kind of a thing here. So
there is a guy who's going to be taken over at 1 o'clock on Saturdays. His name is J.J. Johnson. He's a very good friend of Andy Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, he's also the one who's putting me on a wirestreamnews.com.
Uh-huh.
He is going to have his own show from 1 to 3 every Saturday. Michael, you've got to bring him out there once, because here is a right winger, and believe me, he's way to the right.
Uh-huh.
But you guys, Kay would love him.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding you. You guys have got to listen to him just once and see what you think.
Okay.
And so I am offering you that. He's filling in for our day host on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And, of course, we will have Dan Wagner going down. We're going to be talking about the
Codex. For those of you
for people
who may not be up at 6 a.m. on Saturdays, okay? Just a few hours ago, you finished your program, Bernie, and I confess I wasn't up then, so I didn't hear it, but hopefully it was a good one. Bernie does the Wellness Hour with Bernie and Friends. It's people who are interested in health, just sort of having a good time with each other. You know, and that's what the Wellness Hour is all about. And Bernie is not a professional radio guy, although he's turning into one little by little.
I don't think so, Michael. But that's what I called to tell you about. And, we have problems with our phone service today. So Roger wasn't on. And JJ says, well, what are you going to do? And I said, JJ, believe me, I could talk for 50 hours on nutrition without no problems whatsoever.
Yeah,
and things that are going wrong with our government as far as nutrition. And if this codex gets passed, it already went through the Senate, and we'll be talking about that for the next couple of weeks, let me tell you, because we've got to stop it from going any farther.
Are you really concerned? Because I've known about codex for years, and I was concerned for a while, but I think there will be a lynching if people are told that they have to go to their medical doctors to get a prescription to get their vitamins and minerals.
I know, but Michael,
I think there will be public lynchings. I think people in the government will be killed.
Well, you're probably right, Mike, because I'm going to tell everybody to get their guns out, because they're not taking away my vitamins and minerals. I need them. God darn it.
Okay,
Michael, I'm going to let you go. Okay. I just called to say I like what you're saying, so I hope you do try it, because I think both sides should be heard. Maybe if we can get both sides.
It would be nice to be on the same station, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think we'll see. Anyhow, thanks, Bernie.
Hey, have a good day, Michael.
You too. Great hearing from you. Here comes Carl in Scotts Valley. Welcome to the KSCO Saturday Special, Carl.
Yeah, I had a particular topic I wanted to talk to you on a different issue, but listening to you talk, I live in San Jose, and I've lived in the Bay Area off and on for my whole life, born in San Rafael.
Did you happen to be in Scotts Valley today?
Well, I bought a business over here a couple years ago. I'm a tree cutter, and so I come over here frequently now, and I really appreciate your station, the two stations. I go back and forth, and because to me it's just common sense. It is not right wing or left wing or whatever, and it's real. I get tired of these national shows. It's hard to call in, and it's just too polished and everything else. And I really appreciate it. I hope you don't go all with Air America. I understand what you're saying about, you know, your audience.
Well, we might not go any Air America. It depends on whether or not they're reasonable and if they think we're reasonable. You know, two parties have to, you know, a deal can't happen unless two parties have a smile on their face.
Well, if you need more talk programs, I'd like to help you put together a program or something. But I wonder.
Really? Well, call on the comment line, 429-2222, and leave your name and number. It gets turned into an email to me. And we have people who call it to use it, you know, to just blather on and on. People who have been banned from the radio because they're real boring or they're very predictable, and it's not very nice to use that to use it that way. And we're gonna do something with caller ID to sort of enforce people's, you know, not abusing that. And I hope they'll stop, because it really jams up my email. Because what happens is when someone calls that phone number and leaves their message, and we hope that people will be brief and not just go on and on, as I said, it gets turned into an audio you know,
then,
file
then
that gets emailed to me. So it gets to me. And,
okay.
You know, I don't have a whole lot of time to sit and listen to people going on and on about what they can't go on the air, because people won't hear from. But anyhow, I hope you'll do that, Carl.
I will do that. The topic I wanted to ask about, it has to do with the Supreme Court nominations that we're having and the Roe v. Wade. And I've been an activist all my life since the 60s, pretty much, and talked to you before, I think. But
who do you think it should be, or who do you hope it will be?
Well, I hope it'll be exactly who Bush wants, which are ones that will go by what the meaning of the Constitution. If they want to change things, it has to be by constitutional amendment.
Right.
And the ridiculous thing that I'm talking about right now is what's called Roe v. Wade, but it's really, there was another case that, in my study recently, it's Doe v. something else. There was two abortion cases at that time, that came up together, and they both were a little bit different. And, I've never been an activist on this issue, but my wife, I found out, had an abortion 2 months ago, and,
You found out?
I find out. She told me she had a miscarriage. It was very difficult to find out. I just happened
wow.
to call one of the
heavy
state
stuff.
Insurance offices that we were applying for insurance at the time, and then, she said she had a miscarriage, and I called to get a refund on our premium, and the person was a little bit casual about their job, and then they let me know that, she had gone to Planned Parenthood. And then I tried for months with Planned Parenthood I even forged her signature to try to get the medical record to find out. And, she finally admitted it when I, you know, but I couldn't tell for sure because she was telling me this and that, but it just didn't seem right what she was saying. So anyway, I found out. And the thought that I've put into this in the last couple of months has, as you could tell, because I wanted another child, I love my children, I've come to believe that it really is the ending, deliberate ending, of an innocent human life. And you only would do that under extreme circumstances, normally, if the woman, for instance, was going to expire if it went to term.
Yeah.
And so I... You know, and I'm not saying that there should, if there was going to be a federal law, to me, it would have to be to preserve that life. Otherwise, it would have to be a state issue.
Uh-huh.
And in the particular fact here, and I've done some study of some of these other laws in other countries, and really this Roe v. Wade thing and the way it is in the United States is really extreme, even for the Nordic countries and other places. I think Russia is the only other place that has such an extreme law. And theirs isn't even as extreme as ours. And in Russia, I don't know if you know, that typically in the last 20 years since Stalin started allowing abortions, he outlawed them for years and years, of course,
uh-huh.
because, you know, they've had twice as many abortions as live births in Russia. Russia and Romania are really the highest. But
I guess the left really does have cause to be concerned that Roe v. Wade might be overturned, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to say about Turkey because I read their law and there are two countries in Europe, Ireland and Malta, that is completely banned unless the woman's going to expire, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And Turkey, it allows it under some circumstances with the permission of the father. And this is because of my situation. I saw how ridiculous that is, that it's a man, it's a child of a man and a wife, the wife.
Okay, and listen, I don't want to get too far into this because this isn't really the discussion, the point of discussion that we want to stay on, but I appreciate your calling about
okay.
that. And one of these days we will devote a whole program to this, you know,
right,
because
okay.
we won't knock it off track.
But Carl, can I just make one point?
Sure.
One point. How would you feel if the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were really just anti-abortion? Because anti-abortion is just part of their whole belief system as far as their practical life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They would be, if they were like Rudolph and was doing this and they really believed that they were fighting to stop a million innocent deaths of children a year in the United States, would that change your opinion of Al-Qaeda or Taliban?
Would it change my opinion? No, they are who they are and
they're doing.
They've done what they've done
mm-hmm.
and nothing can change my opinion of them.
uh-huh. But do you believe that it is a million innocent lives that are being taken every year in the United States?
Wow, you're really driving me into a place where I don't want to be, Carl, on this show. I
okay,
really don't.
No, that's fine.
I
it's
really don't. But
we can take it again.
I would like to do a program like that, and I would like to have a discussion with you. I just don't want to do it right here. Okay.
No.
I just don't think it's appropriate. Thanks for planting the thought. I'm sure you planted the thought in a lot of other people's heads too. Okay, thanks. There goes Carl in Scotts Valley. Open lines that opens up one line at 479-1080 or, open lines at 477-1340. Give us a call. It's the KSCO, Saturday special. I'm looking at the computer screen. It says, that's the real Bernie Owens. I thought it was some random person saying it was Bernie. Ha ha ha. It really was Bernie Owens. Yeah. or someone who did a great, I mean, a great imposter, a great impersonation or impression of a Bernie. Hey, who could this be? Why, it's Jim in Felton. Hi, Jim. You're on the air on KSCO and KOMY. Hi there.
Yeah, I got a slightly different thing to talk about, but it's related to what you started with.
Good.
Regarding liberals and talk radio, there are some liberal hosts, clearly, and it would be nice to hear them hear some of the liberal people call in and challenge conservative viewpoints. I tend to be conservative, but what I found out is that, and of course I am biased and I admit that, but I don't think a lot of the liberals' classic positions on issues hold up very well under scrutiny, and so they don't do that well on talk radio.
Uh-huh.
I think they do much better when they use the media to manipulate the message without without having to allow the other side to challenge it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they kind of manipulate
emotions.
And people, then the other thing...
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't...
I'm sorry. I'll just say this real fast so you can comment. The other thing they're doing is they're really focusing on the judge appointments because they realize that the court now, the way our system is working, it's a beautiful system with checks and balances, but the courts right now are trumping all.
Yeah.
And so they if they can just
there are no checks and balances. The court is the legislature now.
Yes, and the only way you could overcome the court would be through constitutional amendments, and that's a really dangerous place to go, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, who can argue with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps Richard N. Watsonville can. Thanks, Jim. Richard, can you argue with what Jim just said?
Always.
You're just a contrarian, huh?
Exactly.
Okay.
I've never been an activist.
Oh, come on.
I've never
been
in a protest. I've never been in a demonstration. I've never been an activist.
You're the consummate activist, and you use a very effective means for your activism. It's called talk radio.
No, it's called the truth.
Okay.
I may use that as a vehicle, talk radio.
Yes.
It's a lot easier to use than the other forms of media.
Yes.
But I'll tell you the truth. You know, if you'd like to hear it.
I do.
You know, Fox Radio is not fair and balanced.
What are
they? Like you want to think it is.
Fox News Channel and Fox Radio, same company, yeah.
Yeah, they get their news from AP, just like the rest of them get theirs from Reuters. All ex-BBC employees work for Al Jazeera.
Uh-huh. What? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. Al Jazeera is made up of ex-BBC employees.
Oh, I see. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid
okay,
out there.
But I thought you were alluding to AP being ex...
Well, no, AP is where everybody gets their news. ABC, NBC, CBS, Infinity, whatever
I'm
you want to call
I'm not sure
them this
that's
week.
True. I think Fox News gathers its own news.
Give me one journalist on Fox News. Journalist. Not someone that wants to sit up there and say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so."
Well, I don't know the names of the journalists, you know, at the other. Well, to be honest, I don't think there are any journalists in the other. I think they're
Dan
all
Rather
writers. I think they're all commentators.
Dan Rather went to journalism school.
He wasn't no journalist. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
Richard.
He went to journalism school.
But so? That doesn't make him a journalist.
I'm just talking about people that
maybe it does, because liberal used to mean freer thinking and, you know,
open to
new ideas, and it certainly
words.
Doesn't mean that now. So maybe the definition of journalist has changed, too.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we'll take your own words.
Yeah.
Last week you said that Mancow was conservative.
Politically, he is, he's more libertarian, because I know he doesn't think much of George Bush, actually.
So Mancow will go to KSCO in the morning, and Good Morning Monterey Bay will go to Comey.
That's probably a smart thing to do, huh?
Right, and then no more Zero on Comey, no more Billy Graff on Comey, or Vernon on Comey at noon.
Why?
Well, they're Republicans. They're conservatives.
I don't think...
We would switch Hendry with Savage.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, I guess.
And what would replace the Saturday special on Comey? You're a Republican, Mike.
Yes.
I mean, and
well, I
don't know where you get off telling this,
I think
this guy at Air America that radio stations don't pick and choose. They do. I mean, what station...
No, I didn't say
Air
that.
America
it's just... Richard,
completely?
Richard, Richard, Richard. Richard. I said they pick and choose. He said they don't. You can't pick and choose with us. You got to take all or nothing.
That's what I'm saying. That they do pick and choose, because I was going to ask you, what station does Air America own completely?
No,
they don't own any, right?
Well, they don't own any stations. You're right, but they lease a station up in the Bay Area.
They actually lease stations.
Oh, big time, a lot of money.
But yet they didn't want to pay us.
They thought
we weren't big enough.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. We'll see.
Well, no. Comey goes up to the top of the summit. You can get Comey radio up there.
It's a fine Monterey Bay signal.
You can get it all the way to the summit.
Yes.
Now, who needs it any farther than the summit
over here
on this side?
That's right. So are you looking forward to all liberal radio, whether it's
totally.
In America or not? Yes?
Totally. Hell, I'm looking towards eminent domain on radio stations.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when the government will come in and say, you're not on the air anymore, we're going to take it over and run this type of programming.
Now you're just pulling our chain now. You're not serious.
How many phone calls does Air America take?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You haven't even listened to them.
I've listened a little bit. I don't know.
Do they take phone calls?
Yeah, they take some.
So they do
take phone calls. But come to think of it, yeah, you know, I think it's mostly a discussion among themselves.
That's what I mean. I don't want to hear nothing, Al Franken talking. Al Franken's getting ready to run for office, I heard.
That's exactly right. So any station that carries Al Franken probably won't have Al Franken for very long, because as soon as he runs for office, he's going to have to recuse himself as a talk host.
So are you doing this to sabotage Comey?
No.
I mean, what you're getting ready to do with Phil Rather,
what we're getting ready to do is do something to serve that part of the community that says we have not served them.
I'm just happy that Comey's back in Watsonville.
Okay. All righty, Richard. We're happy you're there, too. Take care. Here's our next caller, Bill in Monterey. Hi, Bill. You're on the air. By the way, if you want to call us, it's 479-1080 or 477-1340. There were a whole bunch of callers on until I took Richard, and then all of them dropped off. So I don't know what that means. If it's just, or I don't know what that means. What does it mean, Bill?
I guess they had something to do, and they'll probably call back.
Okay, I hope that's it.
I was listening to Air America when I was back in Detroit.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer was on there, and Al Franken.
Don't you think it'll play well in Santa Cruz?
I don't know. Maybe.
A lot of bitching and pissing and moaning, you know?
Yeah. I think
it'll play great in Santa Cruz.
I just don't think those guys are very much into...
They'll play great in Pacific Grove, you know?
I don't think they're much in the history, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because if they're in the history, then they know what they're talking about. And I think it's not much thought that goes into it. A lot of feelings and emotions, but not much.
That's sort of like what Kay says in her commentaries, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's not much logic behind it. So I think it would get...
But it's okay, because there are people who will argue that you don't have much logic, or I don't have much logic. But they're the people who will say that. I mean, the country is pretty much split down the middle. And as I said, I think it's sad that we can't all just get along. We just have to be us versus them all the time.
Well, I think logic has a lot to do with historical events. I mean, you know, you learn from history. If you don't know history, then how can you have any logic?
Uh-huh.
I think logic and history go together. The events that happened in the past prove the logic.
Uh-huh.
So if you're not very intelligent on the history, then I just don't think you're going to go far.
Right. Well, you could be right. Anyhow, will you listen to 1340 if it's all liberal?
I'll turn in on it occasionally, and then I'll probably get bored of it and say heck with it.
Okay.
You know.
All righty. Well, thanks for weighing in.
All right, Mike.
Okay, there goes Bill in Monterey. Here comes our Santa Cruz Roxanne. Hey, Roxanne. Welcome
to
KSU.
How are you?
I'm good.
Well, Michael, I have quite a few things to say, so I'll try and really make them quick.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Number one, I don't see your station as fair and balanced. Ever. Never have I.
Okay.
If something comes on that's liberal, you immediately, sometime during the break, play one of your mother's commentaries to counteract it. So I turn your radio station off.
Well, that's what's fair and balanced.
No. You have enough of the Rush Limbaugh and all the people with their hate speak.
Okay.
So, for me, what I would like to see, because I think I'm a liberal, but I don't think I'm a liberal. Like, I don't want to.
You're not a normal liberal, because you can't help yourself, and you do listen to KSCO at least a little bit.
don't put words in my mouth, Michael.
Did I say something that's incorrect?
Yeah, you did. So,
you don't listen to KSEO ever. How do you know to even call this program if you're not listening to KSEO?
I didn't say that.
Those were the only words I put in your mouth.
The words you're putting in my mouth is the image that liberals don't listen to all kinds of radio, because they do.
And conservatives don't either, which I think is really sad. Conservatives only want to hear what they want to hear, and they don't want to hear the other side. I think it's sad.
Again, we're back to the stereotype of liberals. So this was my next thing.
Okay.
Is that... I don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House. She's not my woman. She may be Democrat, but she's not my woman. And I want people that are really humanists. And that's what I consider a liberal. I consider somebody that considers the greater good always.
Uh-huh.
I don't consider the war, which I think was a knee-jerk reaction of almost childish proportions, and, you know, something like a gang member would do. Hey, you dissed my mama. Well, I'll kill you. You know, that kind of, that kind of thinking. So what I would like to see on KOMY is I'd like to stop all the us and them language and all the hate language.
That's all I've ever wanted also. But
no, you play Rush. You play people who, you know.
So the fact that I play Rush means that I can't, that I'm not fair and balanced and can't be. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just saying that what I'd like to see, this isn't a personal attack.
I understand.
Is if your radio, all of your stations would go to programs that are not name callers. I just think it's divisive. I think that talk radio is traditionally splitting the country because of its divisiveness. And it might be entertainment. I think the reason conservative talk radio did so darn well is because all of the ignoramuses that had names for everything and everyone was stupid who didn't think, there was a voice for them. There was a voice for all that ignorance. And I don't think that we need any more of it.
Hmm.
And I would, you know, I haven't gotten a chance. For some reason, I can't get Air America. I don't know where it is here. When I go to Santa Barbara, I listen to it from the time I hit San Luis Obispo all the way down.
Right.
So I can't comment.
Well, you might be able to get it here pretty soon, but we don't know. It's still up in the air whether we're going to make a deal or not.
You know, if Al Franken is doing the same thing and name-calling and stuff, then I'm not for that either.
Yeah.
We really need good discussion in our country. We really need it. We really need to
fix... I couldn't agree with you more, Roxanne.
Not, oh, it's their fault, or... I see very little difference between the Democratic and the Republican Party.
I agree with you.
And so for them to be calling each other names and for these hosts to be calling people names, I think a true liberal is someone who really wants the best for everyone to win, for it to all come out right.
Right.
And, you know, I consider our city council, you know, the people who think they're liberals and progressives.
You're talking about Santa Cruz?
Yes. Okay. I think they're fascists. They just want it there, you know, they don't really, they're not liberal in the true sense of the word. So mm-hmm. I would really like to see, I don't think conservative is naturally
well,
that.
Well, you and I are alike very much in that.
You think?
I really do.
Oh, now I'm going to go kill myself.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. You haven't been listening. I think you've only been listening to the station for the last 2 or 3 years where... I got to the point, you know, several years ago, hey, if they're going to keep calling us right-wing radio, okay, we'll be right-wing radio. That's fine. I'm proud of it.
There's a reason that what? Right-wing on your station.
Now it's pretty much all right-wing. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, you made
but
a choice
there,
to
there,
go
there was
that
a time, there was a time when it wasn't, when there really was. We would bend over backwards to try to have equal, you know, representation, you know, in our hosts. And finally, and we were always called right wing and redneck. And I think it's because Limbaugh is so strong, you know, that it
well,
just sort of overshadows everything.
Hours too. He eats up a good morning. I mean, you
have
know,
you ever listened to Rush Limbaugh?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yes. And I turn him off now. The minute the music comes on after the news, I am actually sick to my stomach if I don't get to the radio soon enough where I even have to hear his voice.
Okay.
I think he's just pure filth.
What do you like to listen to, or what would you like to listen to?
Thinking about programs that I listen to on your radio.
Just anywhere. What would be your favorite? I mean, if I said, Roxanne, you have the right to, your job is to program KOMY.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I'd really have to think about that, Michael, because there's so little on that I really like that I think is beneficial. I mean, I love the health shows that you have on, the food chain, but I know you're not talking about that. I know you're probably talking about the more political program.
No, I'm talking about anything. We're in the broadcasting business, the broadcasting business makes its money by selling advertising.
Okay, well, then
if you don't have an audience, if you don't have a big audience where people can hear, where there's a lot of people listening, then you can't sell much advertising.
Okay, well, what I think is that I'd like to see programming that actually benefits the population. I love your food chain. I like your health programs, not your health advertisement programs, but your real health programs.
You don't think Dead Doctors is a real health program?
Oh, that's the one I think. But there, you also have some other thing that comes on weekends that's just pure advertising.
Oh.
I forget what his name is, Dr. Greenblatt or Greenbaum or I don't know. There's somebody on that's just for products. It parades as a health show.
Right.
But and also your divorced father's program. Do you know I even listen to your Lutheran ministers program sometimes? Because
that shows that you have an open mind.
Because I like to hear what other people think, but they don't like to hear the prejudice and the hate speak that's on for the most part all day. I think Michael Medved is horrible. I think Rush Limbaugh is horrible. I can't even say enough.
It sounds to me like you're not interested in political talk radio.
I'm very interested in politics, but not in that way. Like, I think the worst thing that ever came down the pike was that eminent domain that just happened.
Uh-huh.
I'm really interested
so
in that.
So do I. I
you
think
know,
that, too.
I think it's horrible. And
Roxanne, are you married?
No.
Let's get married.
And no one revolts. People don't take to the streets and go, you know, this is not going to happen. This is my country.
Uh-huh.
They don't do anything. They just talk. I thought the guy who was proactive and was going to take the house of one of the justices.
Love that guy.
I thought he was great.
I tried to get in touch with him to get him to come on the radio. I didn't try real hard, but I should have put Rosie on it. Might have happened.
It really needs to happen, you know, because for me, I'm you know, pretty low income. I don't have a lot of power money-wise to do anything, but I really think that as a people, we need to take the bull by the horns right now. I don't even own property, Michael, and I think it's horrendous.
You're my kind of person.
So, you know,
that's great because you can see you can see that you know, private property is the cornerstone of our whole economy and culture and country.
Do you mind if I just say one more thing and then I'll hang up?
No.
I heard about a book on your morning show.
Yeah.
Called Freakonomics.
Uh huh.
And I went out and bought it immediately. It sounded so interesting. And you've had people come on talking about Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
Well, you know, our violent crime is way down from where it was in the 80s and early 90s.
Uh-huh. It might be because of Roe v. Wade. Huh.
Well, that's what he's an econ, you know, what's the equivalent of the Pulitzer Prize for economists?
Right.
He's called a rogue economist because he weighs all things and looks at the reason things happen or don't happen. And people think, oh, well, because we got more policemen or because this and that. What he actually equates it to is that from the time the children were old enough to be teens into their early 30s that were aborted, that there were less unloved children, less children that were neglected, less unwanted children in the world from that point on that would have been at the age to commit these horrendous crimes. I'm just going to throw that out. I want to tell you that I'm personally someone who would never have an abortion, but I definitely am for people's right to choose. And I did work in the social system with foster children, and I've adopted children. And no good can come from children who are unloved. There's just no good that can come of it. And so I'm intrigued by his theory.
Okay. Thanks for sharing it, and thanks for calling, Roxanne.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate your call. It was Roxanne in Santa Cruz. Let's take a commercial break. You're listening to your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, and your co-favorite radio station. Possibly, it might become your ultimate radio station because you're going to get to program it, maybe, you know, depending upon how you use the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. That would be AM 1340 KOMY. Jim in Santa Cruz, Ace in Live Oak, and Billy are up after the break here. Probably it'll take us into hour number two, but you're listening to your favorite radio stations, and let's take a commercial break and be back in a few minutes.
When most people eat, they don't consider what happens to their food after it's been swallowed. Calories and nutrients are taken by the digestive system to feed our bodies, but what happens when we can't absorb the nutrients we ingest? Here's pharmacist Benjamin Fuchs to tell us how to better digest our food.
Food and digestion is the hardest thing that we do to our bodies on a regular basis, trying to digest our food. It creates a lot of stress in the body and produces a lot of toxins in the body as well. So a food holiday is always a good idea, no matter what your health issue is, or even if you're just plain healthy, it's a good idea to take a break from food once a week. And when you take a break from food, you want to make sure that you're drinking lots of veggie juices. Did you know just chewing your food appropriately can be a wonderful way to eliminate inflammatory conditions and can be a wonderful way to improve longevity? Just simply chewing your food can allow food to be digested more appropriately. The less we eat, the better. Now, there's different kinds of digestive enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes can have some really important effects, most especially for helping reduce inflammation. In fact, bromelain and papain alone have been shown to reduce inflammation due to trauma, but you also get secondary benefits, and that is improved digestion. Improved digestion can help eliminate toxins that make it into the bloodstream. Those toxins can actually be simply pieces of food that didn't get digested. So digestive enzymes are a wonderful strategy for taking care of that, and the digestive enzymes should be taken before meals.
Balance out your digestive system by taking American Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes. Each bottle contains a proprietary enzyme complex formulated to support all aspects of digestion, aids in detoxification, and at $19 a bottle wholesale, you'll be properly digesting fats and proteins without eating away your hard-earned dough. Give your body what it needs for proper digestive health. American Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes. To order or to pick up American Longevity products, call Scott or Jose at KSCO Radio, 831-475-1080. That's 831-475-1080.
Do you like pets? Are you a pet fanatic? We've got a segment of Good Morning Monterey Bay just for you. It's Pet Talk with Angeline Siegel, brought to you by Cali's Whole Pets. Learn about puppies and kittens, vacationing with your pet, exercise, the best thing to feed your animal, and other issues like dealing with a senior dog. These are just some of the topics that Angeline will address during Pet Talk, brought to you by Cali's Whole Pets. That's Tuesday mornings at 7:45 during Good Morning Monterey Bay.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Enough with all the usual yakking and noise. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, something new, something unusual, something a little different is coming your way. It's A Blast from the Past with Dave Allen. That's right, Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, it's Dave Allen. Wonder what he's up to now.
Station KSCO Santa Cruz, California, 1080 on your dial.
Hey, Aaron, do you have the what do you call that intelligent ID?
Yeah, I played it, but you weren't looking, so I fired off another commercial.
Oh. Oh, okay. So it's already played?
Yeah, I played it, and then
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Okay, now, thank you. Thank you. And
hey, what about employees? I've always wondered about stupid employees.
No, there's no such thing as stupid employees.
Not here, right?
When you are employed here, you're a KSCO listener, which means that automatically you're intelligent.
Hmm.
It's a simple, you know.
Well, I never doubted my personal intelligence.
It's a no-brainer. What? It's a no-brainer that anybody who listens to KSCO is intelligent. And in fact, if by mistake, by error, by serendipity, if someone tunes in and listens to KSCO who is not intelligent, they must switch the station because, you know, that's it. We might not have the most people listening in the world, and there's a reason for that because we're very, very discerning about our listeners. We are not interested in stupid listeners. We only want intelligent people listening to our station. That's it.
I'm in total agreement with you.
Right. Okay, and that's the way it will be with KOMY, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of what we do with KOMY, stupid people will not be permitted to listen to KOMY. And that's all there is to it. That is not negotiable, and that will not change. I know we do a lot of flip-flopping. I know we change our minds around here a lot. But that is one area we will never change our mind. We will never have a radio station that even has a program for stupid people. Okay? It's just, it will not be permitted. Okay, Jim in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Michael.
Hi.
Ever since you owned KSTO, I've heard you tell numerous callers that indeed that when you get down to the bottom line that the radio business is a business. And I'm wondering if you've done any research and so forth, what commitment from the liberal community you have in Santa Cruz to sponsor this that type of radio that you're speaking of.
I will explain that. I will touch on that next hour.
Yes, because
that's thank you for asking that. Okay.
Yes, because certainly you're going to have a lot more competition with the number of the, especially with the big boys in this area to the north.
Uh huh.
I mean, where you can hear this type of programming 24/7. You know, when Limbaugh first came on the air, he used to make a claim that he was the balance.
Yes.
He's no longer able to, and it's due to him, I think, mainly. I mean, to his credit, but he's no longer able to use that line with a straight face. I mean, I think that Sean Hannity and a bunch of the others would probably take a dim view of that.
Yeah.
Him saying that he was the balance at this point. He's changed the face of radio.
Right.
But I think that you're going to need to do some research in the area that you're in. I think that there's, I don't have time to go into it now. Maybe I'll leave it on your voicemail sometime, just some things that you need to think about, where KSTO stands in this community.
I would appreciate that, Jim.
And
that'd be great. You've been a loyal listener and a real advocate for the station all these years, so yeah. I'm going to pay particular attention to your thoughts.
Yeah. All right, sir. I don't have time now, but you would have got a kick out of, or maybe not a kick, but an interest out of listening to a program that you ran before Bernie Owens this morning, when that was Doug Steffen. And the fellow that you have as a guest often from the Talk Radio magazine.
Oh, yeah, Michael Harrison.
Yes, so yeah. They were discussing people who were doing humor. They seemed to be very outraged on reports that they got about radio stations that were doing humor on the London bombing.
I would be outraged about that, too. You know, there's certain things you don't make jokes of.
Oh,
you know.
You haven't been listening to your own station, then.
Oh, well, I couldn't stop it. I have no idea what people are going to broadcast before it comes down the pike. Anyhow, thanks for calling, Jim.
Bye.
You're listening to KSCO Santa Cruz, KOMY, Watsonville. It's 11 a.m. Here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. Hurricane Dennis, more than 1 million people ordered to...
Hey, wait a minute.
Good
afternoon. Wait a minute. You know what? Wait a minute. What is this? Here, we gotta learn. It's been so long since I've been in the studio, I forgot how to run the thing. Here, this is what I wanted to play.
Remind me to tear out your Adam's apple. I'll make it out of it.
I mean, wasn't that great? I mean, we're gonna use that a lot on the radio station.
Remind me to tear out your Adam's apple. I'll make it out of it.
and if anybody wants to, if anybody gets sick and tired of hearing my exchange with the callers, and you think I give too much time to people that I shouldn't give too much time to, I'll be happy to play a little bit of the Three Stooges because I recorded that. Just give us a call on either the on-air line 479-1080, 477-1340, or the business line 475-1080, and let us know if you want me to play some of that because you'll get to hear some classic, Curlyisms and so forth. You know, if you prefer to listen to that, that's fine. I understand. Okay. And I want more callers. 479-1080, 477-1340. Here's Asa. Hi, Asa. How are you?
I'm fine. You stepped all over me the last time I called, so I didn't almost debate as to whether I would call and talk to you again.
I stepped on you?
What? Are you there?
Yeah, I stepped all over you. What do you mean?
Well, I called and I asked the two people there who were experts in this particular problem about whoever the conspiracy was that was just trying to make one border go all the way around North America and abolish the United States. And they started to answer, and they did half answer. And then you changed the subject, but I never did get to I never got the chance to talk to the guests. If you stepped all, anyway, that's why I hung up. We never even said goodbye.
Oh, well, goodbye.
And then you weren't paying attention to my question. I think you would have been interested if you had been, because
hold on.
If you wanted, the boundaries of the United States were pretty important, as far as I thought, as well as the property decision by the Supreme Court, which is abolishing the Fifth Amendment, which the news has apparently decided is not as important as the poor girl in Aruba.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the poor girl in Aruba, it's sad, but no yeah, one would
but
ever.
It's not vital.
I can't imagine why the.
Not vital to the nation.
You know something? I believe that the typical listener to KSCO, because they're intelligent, is not the typical person who thinks that they want to hear about a Holloway girl. Did that come out right?
News is news, and once you find out, do you have to hear everybody go into every little dot and tittle of whatever's going on?
Then you have the conspiracy theorists who think that it's the media trying to distract our attention while they're up to, you know, nefarious
deeds. I think that when they are afraid we're not brain dumb enough, they pour us another little dose of, I don't know, whatever little crime thing they have to cook with.
Okay. I want to ask you before you leave, what about formatic purity? Do you think you can have a successful radio station, a political talk radio station, where you have both sides, hosts of both sides talking, or you just have to be all liberal or all conservative?
No, my thought is only that they should let each other talk. The only thing that really bothers me is when two people talk at the same time and you can't hear what either one of them is saying.
Yeah, and that happens a lot on Fox News Channel, actually.
Yes, it does. I've switched off of that and switched over to the news, the Channel 9 news. If the subject is interesting,
yeah,
I'll
Channel 9, they never interrupt anybody. They're asleep half. I mean, most of them are asleep when they're talking.
Well, I don't think that's true. If you happen to, in other words, you can take a criticism of everything, but if you pay attention to certain things that you might not like, you will understand a little bit more, and the same thing is true of that. Roxanne, I agree with half of what she says.
Right.
I don't believe that anybody can be pure. And
Do you think I let Roxanne stay on the radio too long today?
Yes, but that's okay. She wasn't boring. She at least had something to say.
Well, then how can you say yes? Then I let her stay on too long.
Because boring can be too long.
The reason I let her stay on is because. Because unlike most callers, she had a lot of things to say that I think were of interest.
I thought it was interesting, but it was long, and there's a sense of timing. In other words, I used to have some friends long ago that I really just loved. They were older than we, and they used to come and we exchanged visits. It wasn't in this town, and they would always leave.
Uh-huh.
And they would always leave too soon, and I finally figured out that no matter what and how good something is, maybe leaving too soon is good, and I have since paced my leaving in places. I try to leave too soon.
Okay.
Anyway, God bless you, and I hope you don't internationalize our local people, which is giving the most valuable thing is local news and color, and if it's just Tacoma, okay, but please don't trade them for another bunch of people that just don't say anything to each other, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Okay, there goes Ace and Live Oak. Hey, you know, I've been meaning to say something. I thought Hartman was going to call and give us an update here on his interesting situation that's keeping him here in Santa Cruz. When he should be back at his, or when he had planned to be back at his beloved Montana. And he must have got involved in something because he was going to call at the top of the hour, a little after 11, and we were going to put him on to give us an update, but maybe he'll call a little later on. I also wanted to mention, to those of you who want to get things done to your property, have you found that as time goes by, it gets increasingly difficult to find anybody who wants to work? Or who can work? I mean, there are so few. When you call some company and they're busy, that must mean that they're successful, that they really work. Because I find that it's so hard to get people who have a work ethic. And when you do find someone who has a work ethic, it's so refreshing. So I discovered such a person this week. His name is Adolfo Garcia. He owns a company called Community Tree Service and Dumpster Rentals. Numbers in Watsonville and Santa Cruz. I've got a Watsonville number that I'm going to give out, 763-2391. It was really hard to find somebody to deliver a dumpster you know, that didn't give it a big old rate. Well, a week from Tuesday, we can give, you know, that kind of thing. And we called a community dumpster and for like a massive cleanup, and they said, yeah, how many do you want? We'll get them there, within an hour. And they did. It was unbelievable. Community dumpster, tree service, and dumpster rental. So they made me very, very happy, and I think I want to share that with people. So there you have it. 14 minutes past 11 a.m., hour number two of the Saturday special. Let's go back to the phone lines. Take a call from Pat in Santa Cruz. Hey, you're on, Pat.
Hey there, MZ.
Hi.
I think it's nice to have a balance, and I like to hear people talk to each other, but not at the same time. But I always end up feeling, oh, incidentally, before I go any further, you have an oxymoron going, and I've been meaning to call you on this. You're always complimenting the intelligence of your listeners.
No, I'm just making a statement that we don't permit stupid people to listen to either radio station.
Right. Then you say it's a no-brainer. That's an oxymoron.
I know. You picked up on that. You're sort of clever then.
Okay, that was.
See, that's you definitely qualify as a KSCO listener because you got my humor.
No, now I'm feeling dumb because apparently that was intended all along.
Then you're not.
Then maybe
you shouldn't be listening to KSCO.
Well, you hang up on me enough, so maybe I should take a hint.
Last time it was because you said you can hang up on me, so I did.
Yeah, as if you wouldn't have, like you did all the previous times. You just don't like the P word.
God, what a bunch of blather. If I was tuning past the radio dial and I tuned into this radio program, I would say, what kind of a radio station is this?
Hey, should I hang up?
No.
All right. I mean, anytime you
don't
want
to. Do you have anything to contribute?
Anytime you want to get rid of me, get rid of me, and I won't call anymore.
Okay. What do you have to contribute today?
What I have to contribute today is, excuse me, I personally, and I'm speaking for myself, but I talk to other people too, and I get a lot of agreement on this. Liberals and conservatives both tend to ignore fundamental reality in our world, which is that it's a finite place, and you just can't have more and more and more people in it.
You
and
need to start a political party.
And we need to deal with that directly. I don't just call you MZ. I go about this in many, many different ways.
I won't feel discriminated against them.
And
that's
I can start itemizing, but if you want to take my word for it, I don't just call your station. I do a lot of stuff to try and make it clear that people don't.
Are you a retired man?
No. We've been through this before.
But I forgot. I'm sorry.
Can I just finish the point here?
Okay.
The point is that if we just act like there's nothing that can be done about it, it's hopeless, so we won't even talk about it, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And we can do something about it. And if it's population growth, we got to figure out how to stop it in a way that's fair. And not just shrug our shoulders and go, well, that's inevitable. What's inevitable is that everything's going to go to hell if we don't stop it, and then it'll stop anyway.
Can you give me a soundbite solution?
That's the thing, you know. People want a soundbite, and there's it's not quite that simple. You can talk on and on and on and on about subjects you like.
And the dials turn off and off and off.
That's not true at all.
Okay.
That's not true.
Okay. Is it true, ladies and gentlemen, when Pat comes on, the dials go off?
You're going to hear from people that'll say, I don't want to hear that guy anymore.
Okay, well, let's see if we do. Thanks. Talk to you later. Here comes Jim in Monterey. Jim, you're on.
Hi,
MZ.
I was wondering if you'd looked into the John Batchelor show at all.
No.
John Batchelor.
Is he liberal?
He's kind of a liberal conservative. He cuts down the middle pretty much, but he has a very international show, and it's kind of technically oriented, and it's very intellectually stimulating. And I was listening to him on another station some time ago, and his show is really, really fascinating. If you get a chance to listen to it, it's the John Batchelor Show, and I think it's on ABC Radio. I'm I'm not sure.
You have suggested that to us.
Yes, I have.
Half a dozen or so times, so I should listen to you already and do it, and at least listen myself. Okay, Jim, thanks.
Sure.
Take care. I'm not looking for suggestions, ladies and gentlemen, of syndicated programs. I'm looking for some real, innovation, okay? Maybe I'm an idiot for asking for real innovation on the air so that everybody can hear. But why not? I mean, it's a very efficient way of doing things, okay? I want some innovation. If I don't get innovation from the intelligent listening audience that we have, then we're just going to have to innovate ourselves. It's just as simple as that, as we have always done. Mark in Santa Cruz, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Jim had some good things to say. If you want to listen to the left, they're just north of us. You can listen to them 24/7.
Uh-huh.
I've been in Santa Cruz since 56. And I live the left every day with the politics that's here in town, with the supervisors, with the city, with the university. So I appreciate the right side of things. It keeps me sane. And I don't have any
problems. Well, you'll continue to have that on KSCO.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm not a big Rush fan, but I do listen to him. And Peter Werby didn't make it here, so I don't know. You know, but just keep up the good work. I think you got a bunch of great hosts on and good people working for you, and if I don't want to listen, I'll just cut it off.
There you go.
Thank you so much, my
friend.
Thank
you. Okay, Billy, you're on the air. Hello. Billy. Billy Sunshine.
Hi there.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, MZ.
Hi.
Boy, I want to disagree completely with Roxanne, and I think that's a good way to have a discussion about radio. I actually think that confrontation and extremism, for example, is so appropriate on the radio as compared, let's say, in the White House. You know, I'd rather see Bush, for example, do a Sandra Day O'Connor, sort of a middle-of-the-road choice,
yeah,
rather than an extreme conservative.
Yeah.
But I think on the radio, that's where Rush Limbaugh belongs. That's where, like, for example, you're looking for innovation, and you recognize, for example, that what I do is pretty rare. You don't usually get liberals who have a lot of backbone and are powerful and don't back off, right?
Yeah, in your face, liberal. No, I think a lot of I think there's a lot of them out there, Bill, but I don't think there's a lot of them that listen to and participate on our station. I will give you that.
And I don't think there's a lot of hosts who do that.
Right. That I know of. I would say that's true.
So for radio, I really like I said, the extremism. I don't want it in presidents. I want them to be more middle of the road. By the way, I loved Dave Allen a couple of weeks ago. I heard one of his sets, and it just put me in such a good mood. So I really do recommend that.
Yeah. Dave does this great program called Blast from the Past. It's on for an hour on Sundays from 5 to 6. And, you know, as he gets more his stride and more into it, I think we're going to expand it if he wants to. I think we're talking about that, if I'm not mistaken.
He has great taste in music and the songs he put together.
The absolute best.
Seamlessly, beautifully perfect, and like I said, the most important thing is it made me a better mood, and I love that.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk radio. You know what I'd like to see is...
Formatic purity. What about formatic purity? What do you think?
Not necessary. Don't believe in it. Again, I'm an example of that. I am not one of those liberals who only listens to liberals. I like to argue with people.
But you're very rare, Bill.
It's true. So
if we were to do all liberal on KOMY, don't you think we'd get a lot of liberals listening to us? I don't think we have a whole lot of liberals listening to us on KSCO.
Yeah, but here's how I think you should do all liberal on KOMY. And that is, you should do the drive times with the syndicated stuff from Air America. But I think from 12 to 4 needs to be local. You've got the best local population in the world here. I mean, you know, the level of education and passion in this area, it's you know, I mean, we're not podunks. They have to have, people come in from out of town to entertain them.
Right.
So I would love to see it. You somehow keep it local in the middle of the day. And whereas I understand drive time is money time, and maybe you want to go.
I think we could sell that time. Now, by the way, I promised Jim, the caller from Santa Cruz last hour, who asked a really interesting question about support from the progressive or liberal community. Whether you know that I have to think about that, and I've thought a lot about that. Do you want to know what I think about that?
I do.
What do you think about it?
Here's what I think about it. You and I have ADD, and we don't stick with things long enough. Like you immediately wanted, you immediately offered us the Three Stooges, whom I love, but it's not appropriate in the middle of this show.
That's
if
right.
You want people to think about this.
Well, it's appropriate in the fact that, you know, it's a have fun Saturday special.
Absolutely, but maybe at the end you should do that. But if you broke it up in the middle, then you'd lose the callers on this subject. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So, what was the question?
What do you think about whether the liberal radio will be supported financially? In other words, even if we have a lot of listeners, do you think we'll get a lot of advertisers?
If you stick with it long enough, so that people can believe in it, rather than maybe you get a liberal and people start to like him, and all of a sudden he starts to get strong, and it appears he goes away, and we don't know why, you know, whether it's Peter or me or you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that it's got to be something where, you know, you go past the first time the liberal says something you don't like.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? If you and your mom get angry, that means they're doing a good job, not a bad job.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
You know, that's my measure was if I knew I was getting Kay upset, I thought I was doing a good job. That's how I used to do it, you know. And, of course, I didn't last very long, so there's some information for the next guy.
No, there was another reason you didn't last very long. Come on. No, later on.
I mean,
everybody knows that.
First time you fired me, I'm talking about.
I don't even – geez, I forgot. It's been multiple times.
Exactly. You keep banning me for life.
Oh, God. Okay.
And that's the question I have. What role do you want me to play in the new format?
Well, the toilets need to be cleaned.
Okay.
I got to give Vernon credit for that, actually. So, we'll see. We'll see, Billy. We'll see. Everything is sort of up in the air right now, but I'm fascinated by the notion of formatic purity. I thought it was just a bunch of hooey, but I'm beginning to think that it's unfortunately a reality. People don't like to listen. For people from both sides, just don't have tolerance for even listening to the other side, by and large. And I think that's a shame. And I think that's why our country is so polarized.
You know, again, I agree with you that I think our country is way too polarized. I think talk radio is a good place to work out at the edges, as
I know,
said before.
I know that's what I want to do, and you know.
So I really do support your sticking with the extremes. I listen for a few moments to Savage, you know, until I get fed up. I listen to Limbo for a couple of seconds, you know.
Okay. We have some other people here who want to go on the radio.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Here comes George in Watsonville. You're on the air on KSCO, George. Hi.
Hi, MC. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I got a question for you. In the last couple of weeks, let me state that, first of all, I enjoyed your noon show so much. I've been listening to it for years.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was the best thing going. In the last 2 weeks...
Even though it's a different host every day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And
that's probably what you like about it, maybe. Uh-huh.
Exactly. And it was local.
Uh-huh.
It was all about local.
It still is. You say was. It's still on.
Yeah. Well, all I'm listening to is supplemental commercials.
Well, there's another station called 1340. If you switch over to there, you'll hear exactly what you you have been listening, what you've been used to, and what you obviously like. And we've been running promos throughout the day about the schedule change.
Well, the minute I started listening to the supplemental stuff, I just shut the whole thing off.
So, okay.
And I figured,
you must not be a very healthy person, George, if you are so close-minded that you won't listen to the supplement stuff. The supplement stuff, I mean, so many people are interested in not being sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their lives, like their parents and grandparents.
Excuse me for saying this, but it sounds like it's a multi-level type thing.
It is a multi-level thing. And that's
and
why
you're on the top of the food chain, and you're promoting it to help.
I have integrity, and I wouldn't promote something that I didn't. He was an advertiser, paying advertiser for 2 years before I decided, hey, this stuff really works, because I've seen hundreds and thousands of people swear by this product, by the products. So absolutely, I got behind it, and absolutely, it's multi-level, and absolutely, I'm proud to tell people that, and it ain't no secret.
No, I know it's no secret.
Yeah. I'm proud to put it on at the most prized position on the radio, on our station, and that's the hour immediately after Rush. Because I think that'll help more people that way. Yeah, and I think I'll make some more money too. Yep, absolutely right, and proud of it.
Well, the thing is that, it's nothing against it. I think you had it on at 1 o'clock after.
It was on 2 o'clock,
Yeah, you used to or something.
Yeah.
I don't know that you still do. But the thing is...
No, we don't do it twice on the same station. That would be a bit much.
All right. But the thing is, once you've heard it, you've heard it.
That's not true.
Well, I don't know about that.
That's
I
not mean, true. You better listen again. You better listen. There was a time, George, about 5 years ago that you were the statement that you said is absolutely correct. And Dr. Wallach and I had a big personal problem over that. I pulled the show off of KSCO because it was a crappy show. And it was, no matter what anybody said, when they call, you're a perfect candidate for the pig pack, next caller. You're a perfect candidate for the pig pack, next caller. You're exactly, it was. But I'm willing to bet that you haven't listened to the program recently, except you hear that it comes on and you don't like it, so you turn it off. Let me invite you to just listen to it. It's
well,
a different program now, and I will put that program as the national syndicator and the owner of that program that we have on many, many stations across the country. I will proudly put that, the quality of that program and the content of that program up against Dean Adele or any other health program, and it wins it hands down in terms of quality and in terms of
listen to it. Now I have listened to it. I've listened to it many, many times over the last year.
But you just got finished telling me that when it comes on, you turn it off.
That, and let me explain why again. I said it once before. I say, once you've heard it, you've heard it. And I've listened to it in the last year. I used to go over from the noon show into the 1 o'clock thing, and I used to listen to it then. But the thing is, it seems to do the same thing over and over and over again, which is a promotional type thing. And after you've heard it so many times,
the same commercials. There's 250 products in the product line, and each commercial is for a different product. So I guess it is the same thing. You could say that about everything. Anyhow, we're going round and round. I think we're boring our audience here.
Right.
So,
okay.
But I think you called to say that you're upset that you don't hear your noontime people. Switch over to 1340, and you'll hear them.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you bet. Peter and Ben Lohman, you're next on the KSCO Saturday Special at 11:30.
Hi, MZ. I'm a long-time listener, and we've met a few times, as a matter of fact. I've been listening to KSCO and KOMY for several years now.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, about the format change, please to take seriously the fact that if people want to hear a liberal point of view, they will switch over to NPR. If they want to hear a conservative
point of view,
they listen to you.
Interesting point. Michael Olson told me that about a year ago. He said, what do you mean there's no liberal talk radio? It's called NPR, and it's very popular.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
So I think that listening to the logic of Michael Medved or the tirades of Michael Savage or even Billy Sunshine is important and good. But we're not going to
get rid of any of that. We're not going to get rid of any of that. I mean, if some of that is on KOMY, it won't be there, but it'll be moved on KSCO. We're going to conserve. You'd be nice, Peter. We're going to deconservatize KOMY as a little experiment to see if it can work, and maybe it won't. But we'll see.
Well, it's like your last caller was talking about the pig pack. You heard it once, you've heard it a million times. I think that the people who have been listening to NPR will just continue listening to NPR. People who listen to KSCO will continue to listen to KSCO.
Well, I want people to continue to listen to KOMY also. And KOMY has been sort of the ugly stepchild. I shouldn't say that, but I mean, it's a radio station we've had for like 8 years now, or mm-hmm. going on 8 years. And it's just been sort of an extension of KSCO when it could and should have its own identity. That's what we're planning to do.
Okay,
we just want to do it in a smart way.
I do understand that, but I should tell you that I listen to KSCO in the morning and I listen to KOMY in the afternoon.
Okay.
So I get the best of both stations. And yes,
and don't you wish that you were multitasking so that one ear could listen to KSCO and the other ear could listen to KOMY?
No.
Maybe they're going to come out. There's an idea for someone. Come out with software that can do that, that can modify your brain a little bit so that you can be a multitasking, radio listener.
I prefer clarity of thought.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you very much
for taking
my call.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for listening. Here's Lisa in Soquel. Hi, Lisa.
Hello. I have an idea for you, and I've been thinking of it for a while. You could have a spot. A moment where you have a verse of poetry or a verse of something like such from the Bible, just spot here and there.
Yeah, a sort of a short form program.
In between programs or something like that.
Uh huh.
And also, I love Rush Limbaugh, and I like Michael Savage.
When we didn't have Rush Limbaugh, were you listening to us, or were you not listening
to
us?
No, I found him on another station.
So you didn't listen to us at all? Did you ever switch back to us?
Oh, yeah, I listen to you, especially between 10 and 12 on Saturday. I enjoy these local programs.
Uh-huh.
And I listen to Michael Savage.
And would you listen to anything on a liberal station ever?
I listen to the San Francisco station sometimes.
You mean KSFO?
KGO.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, uh-huh. Then I guess you would, because that's pretty much all liberal.
Liberal, yes. Except on them, I like Bill Wattenberg.
Uh-huh.
And I like... anyway, once in a while, I think a funny verse or
something real funny. And if it was a little racy, would you be offended?
No, I think poetry is beautiful.
No, racy.
Racy?
A little, you know, sort of bordering on poor taste. Would you be offended and
no.
not listen to the station anymore?
No, if it's
okay,
funny.
Okay, because this is something Dave Allen has been sending me very poor taste jokes in the email. And pictures, you know, JPEG photos and so forth. That uh-huh. Some of them are really, really gross. And we've been thinking about putting them on the web. And Olson says, do not put it on the main part of the web. Maybe a members only part where people would be warned ahead of time that, you know, clicking here, you know, you have to be a member and you have to agree not to be offended at what you're gonna next see and hear.
If it's humorous, I think it would pass. But right. Something gross is gross.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Lisa.
All right.
Appreciate your help. Let's go to Mike in Santa Cruz. Mike, you're on the KSCO Saturday special.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Just a quick comment. I heard the tail end of that one listener about the Dr. Wallach show, and I always listen when you have the different, preventative positions on. And I would have to Tennessee to agree with the caller. Wallach gets a little bit, it gets mundane after a while. It's always, basically, it's a promotional show. He gets out medical information that's good, that's alternative, and he's very, very knowledgeable on that, but it always comes back to selling his product, and it's a multi-level program, and that's obvious.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I would rather listen to him any day than Dean Adele, who's so biased and AMA, So, anyways,
I'm going to make this an MP3 of your comment, and I'm going to email it to Doc. I think he'll be interested.
Okay, and also one thing I do enjoy when Dr. Wallach show is on, and you have somebody substituting for him. Or
Pharmacist Ben is the permanent fill-in host.
Is that the pharmacist?
Yeah, the nutritional pharmacist from Boulder.
He is fantastic because he's. Yeah, he'll throw in a Dr. Wallach product once in a while, but I mean, he's given good, sound, alternative, information.
I've listened in, and he sells more. He talks about the products more than Doc does, which was sort of surprising.
Well, the times I've listened to him, I was really impressed.
Well, he's got a lot of rapid fire information, and I know Ben. I mean, he's actually stayed at my house,
he
reads 3.5 or 4 hours a day.
What makes him so valuable is his pharmaceutical background.
Yes.
Of knowing the synthetic drugs out there, and then he can quickly adapt and give you a natural alternative which works, and give you all the side effects and the bad results of that pharmaceutical drug that he is a pharmacist himself, and that makes him very, very valuable.
Right.
So that's
okay.
All I have to say.
Thanks, Mike.
Much.
Appreciate Bye-bye. Your call to the Saturday special. Here comes Roger in West Santa Cruz. Is this the Roger I think it might be?
Yeah. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, Roger. Omei Roger, greatest, best Chinese restaurant in the world. You know. So.
Well, I'm glad you think
By the way, that musty stuff you gave me is really good. I'm addicted to it. I think I ate the whole jar.
Oh, those are toasted chilies, and they're from Sichuan, and they're in the oil that they use in Sichuan, so it's like the closest you can get to Sichuan flavor. You can't even buy that oil in this country.
Oh, so
but I'm not
good.
Here to talk about
I know,
food.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate your show, and several earlier callers had really great points. You brought up the idea of programmatic purity, and I think you're in an enviable position of owning two radio stations.
They are sort of restaurants in America.
A little Freudian slip there. That's not enviable if it's two restaurants. that you can actually pull this off, and so I don't see any contradiction or any problem there. I mean, you know, it's not an issue of having to, you know,
No, I don't think there's a problem either, but I'm just so disappointed and saddened by the fact that, what seems to be the fact that I was wrong. I think that you, because people are so polarized and so rigid, regardless of whether they're on the right or the left or...
Well, in this community,
they just don't want to listen to the other side.
Over 20 years ago, I was involved in a local political campaign, and there was a consultant that came in and did a study of Santa Cruz, you know, polarization. And at that time, this was in the mid-80s, he said that this is one of the most polarized communities in the country. Okay.
But the country is more polarized
right,
than it's ever been also, don't you think?
They've caught up with Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, the point I wanted to make was that an earlier caller said, you know, we want local talk, and I would, you know, Air America bores me. I mean, if I listen to Al Franken, I feel like I'm, you know, I don't want to reach the dial. I want to reach for the flush handle. It's like, you know, hey, he's the big schlumpf. Uh-huh. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether I agree or disagree with his ideas. He's boring. But local leftists, socialists, so-called progressives, whatever, to get them on the horn and to be able to have a dialogue, I would love that.
Okay.
And the main reason is, you know, they
often...
Do you
think we could get advertisers to sponsor it? Because that's always been the problem.
Well, that would be up to them. If the people, you know, who believe in that ideology would, you know, want to support the show, we'll see if they, you know, can put something out there. And I want to
bring up, this is a good time to bring this up, and I think I might have told you this story, but I'll tell it to our audience. A few months ago, I called probably the head liberal in Santa Cruz, or the head progressive,
mm-hmm.
and you know, his name is Neil Coonerty.
Mm.
Okay?
Good customer, Ome.
Yeah. Yeah, and Neil, I said, I'm toying with the idea of going all liberal on KOMY. What do you think? And he said to me, well, I think that you will, I think that you'll get a pretty big audience, but don't count on much in the way of advertising. And I said, why do you say that? He says, because there aren't very many, there are a lot of progressive businesses, but most of them are very, very tiny and don't have much of an advertising budget at all because they're just too small. They're really only three or four really good size progressive-owned businesses in the area that could even consider, you know, advertising on the radio. And I thought that was really interesting. And I said, well, I think I agree with that, but I don't know. I thought I would share that. And that's in response to Jim's question earlier
mm-hmm.
in the program, because he said you have to think seriously about, how you're going to get revenue. So
another suggestion, I think I brought this up to you after last week's special, is I think the KSCO KOMY website needs a blog, so these Saturday specials can have a lead-up week, and the conversation can go on, and there can be community formed around it, because not everybody, you know, is actually available to listen to the special. And at the same time, you mentioned that you were considering podcasting, so that would, you know, enable
yeah.
more
all
people.
All of that is coming, and that was a great suggestion of yours. I've already talked to Don at .net
mm-hmm.
About your idea about a KSCO blog, and so it's definitely coming. I don't know how soon we're gonna sort of elevate it. You know, there's so many priorities that we.
So let's hear from some of those local lefties. Okay,
that'd be great. And by the way, before you leave here, I know you and I were talking about Hartman behind his back. He was on the line he was going to be the next caller, but he got mad and hung up because.
Oh, Steve,
yeah.
Call back.
Come on, Steve, call back. But he says it says the note here says he waited on the line a while and then hung up, called back to say, "What's the point? Nobody cares. Nobody showed up on Friday."
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure I know what that means, but I think I know what it means, and that's not a good sign. If Steve wants to call back, we'll certainly put him on, and hope he does. 479-1080 or 477-1340. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Michael.
Talk to you soon. Here's Joe and Salinas. Welcome to the Saturday special, Joe.
Yeah, I hope you don't have any of the questionable content as far as religious material.
You mean on the radio, on the radio, or on the members only part of the website?
The morning shows. It just sours. It's at least such a sour taste. It just kind of spoils any kind of humorous.
Okay, I want you to elaborate a little bit for me, Joe. Okay.
Well, I guess for me specifically, I remember quite a while back now. Bad humor about the Eucharist, and I'm a Catholic, and not a very good one, but
it's just so disrespectful. That, you know, I mean it went so far over, it just crushed any kind of.
And this was from our people, right? It wasn't some.
Yeah,
well, I guess it's still from our station. If we play something that's pre-recorded, some comedy album or something.
No, it was your local. And one time there was something similar on Phil Henry. It was the same kind of thing. Although, you know, I'm kind of worried to Phil Henry. But when I hear something like that, it just makes me turn it off immediately.
So you think we should get rid of the Phil Henry show?
I'm probably getting here.
Do you think we should get rid of the Phil Henry show? I guess I'm asking a question.
Just get rid of the disrespectful.
We can't pick and choose. Phil Henry is who he is. And there's one of the favorite expressions.
I didn't understand that. But anyway, I would like a better signal for Michael Savage. Stronger signal.
Oh, well, if we put Michael Savage on where Phil Hendry is now on the big station live, then you'll get it. And there's a good chance we'll be doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there goes Joe and Salinas opening the lines at 479-1080 or 477-1340. You want to call in? This is a good time to call. We're going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to read this fax, then we'll go to the commercial break. Let's see. Dear MZ, population Pat's calls become too long as soon as he starts rehashing his repetitive population mantra. What he fails to understand is that everyone is aware of the problem of overpopulation and very concerned with it, but unlike Pat, some of us have interests and opinions which aren't obsessively tied to that single issue and aren't excited by Pat's droning on about painfully obvious facts. Give me a spirited and entertaining rant from Billy Sunshine anytime. I agree with him on most issues, but always, no, I disagree with him on most issues, but always enjoy his calls. So he's proof that a program with a wide spectrum of views can find a wide audience. That's from Steve in Watsonville, who forgot to sign his previous fax. Ah, what a great idea. Okay, here, Landon, our good fan who loves to put us down, but that's great because we love to be put down. MZ at KSCO from Landon in Capitola, from Angry Landon in Capitola, regarding less than zero. What a great idea in having the lowest rating program format, Air America, coupled with the lowest ranked radio station, KOMY. I assume you didn't major in business at UCSC. Also, Air America plus KOMY equals zero sales revenue. Thank you very much, Landon in Capitola, the economist extraordinaire. Now, there was another fax here. Okay, Ryan Burleson, okay, sent a fax saying, there's nothing wrong with divisiveness, MZ. I want to be divided from liberal pukes. I wish we could have separate living areas for liberals and conservatives. Airheads like Roxanne are exactly the type of people I want to be separated from. I see liberals as totally useless. Typical of liberals, she accuses Rush of using hate speech. Basically, hate speech is any social or political opinion that is opposed by liberals. Liberals are the true intolerant ones. Brian Burleson. P.S. Karl Rove was right for once anyway. All right. Let's play the commercials, kill the promos, and we'll come back and take calls from Steve in Pacific Grove, Catherine in San Jose, Ringing, and Roy. Oh, I guess we should do that right now. Okay, here, we'll take Steve in Pacific Grove, and then we'll do the commercial after that. Steve, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Michael.
Hey.
This is a great topic. I listen to the radio about as much as anyone. I'm a traveling salesman, and I travel all the way down to San Diego and all the way up to Seattle. So I listen to a lot of different stuff.
Uh-huh.
First thing I want to say is I heard a fantastic radio show on a Sunday up in Central Oregon a couple weekends ago. It was all comedy. It was awesome. It's nothing better on a, you know, it's really hard to find something on Sunday.
What you mean, canned stuff like Scott Plays in the Morning or here or
it
was it a locally produced comedy? Because that's really hard to do, you know, locally produced comedy.
It was clips of different comedians.
Right.
Just, I mean, they play a 20-minute clip from somebody. They play a 5-minute song from another comedian.
Uh-huh.
And, man, I'll tell you what, the miles just roll away when
yeah.
you're listening to that.
Yep.
And you can't wait for the next good comedian to come on so you don't change the dial.
Right.
I change the dial constantly
uh-huh.
if I'm not entertained. I can't stand Rush. I think he is 5 years overripe and rotting. He's horrible.
Well, the ratings sure don't agree.
Man, well, there's nothing else to listen to at between 9 and 12 except O'Reilly, and he's not covered very well in Northern California.
Uh-huh.
So that's my two cents there. Air America, their talent is horrible. It's too bad there aren't better independent liberals out there on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my last comment is Phil Henry is such a nice break from what else is on that time of day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just can't take Savage, even though he's talented and intense.
Very
intense.
He's too intense
sometimes when you're stuck in traffic.
Right.
You know? You need Phil Henry
Michael
to
Savage,
crack you up.
Michael Savage can cause accidents.
Right. Well, so can Phil Henry.
Oh, for people laughing so hard
they
drive off the road. That's
anyway,
true. Yeah,
that's
okay.
It. I listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you, Steve. Okay, Catherine in San Jose is next, Rory in Watsonville. But let's do our commercial break now, okay? This is KSCO, your favorite radio station, and KOMY, your sort of favorite radio station to be, maybe.
An XM satellite radio listener gets commercial-free music day one.
Spend time listening to all of XM's music channels today, especially jazz and hip-hop. Not a single commercial break, so I couldn't call my girlfriend Allison.
Allison versus XM, day two.
Woke up with head on table next to XM radio. Ears felt good, but neck was a little stiff. Spent 12 straight hours listening to commercial-free punk rock channel. Forgot to call Allison again. We'll send flowers tomorrow.
XM 1, Allison 0, day 6.
4 voicemails from Allison. We'll call her back after Springsteen Marathon.
I'm rooting for you, Allison. Day 12.
Allison called, said if I'm not dead, we're through. We'll call her back just as soon as they break for a commercial.
Don't hold your breath, Allison, because all of XM's music channels are 100% commercial-free. And this year, you get over 120 digital channels of music, news, sports, and talk. Check it out at stores like Best Buy and Circuit City. XM Satellite Radio. Required monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the ultimate tangy tangerine product from American Longevity's line. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. They're parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems. Give me a call and let's talk about it. My number is 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
Okay, we're in the... Oh, okay.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
Thank you. Those horns, those that wonderful processional music jingle. Okay, 9 minutes remaining in this edition of the Saturday Special with MZ. So Pat in Santa Cruz says, piss off, he's done with KSCO. What's the reason? What's the reason, Aaron? He's all upset.
Well, I only caught part of it, and I'm just going to say that I like Pat. But
Pat's a nice
personally.
Man.
He just called back a couple times and said he spent the last 10 years calling into KSCO and put a lot of time listening and giving his opinion, and he doesn't. I am taking
it. So what's
the
problem?
I'm taking it that he doesn't feel listened to, or he feels brushed off. I can't speak for him. That's just what it seems like to me.
Okay.
He seems like he's been disrespected or something.
Well, okay. I guess if you can't be on all the time, I guess you're disrespected, and we proudly disrespect such people. And how much do you want to bet that Pat is really done with KSCO? I think I would bet my entire financial statement, whatever that is, that he is not finished with KSCO, that he's not done with KSCO, and he will still call not only as, but probably more often. You know? Anyhow, Catherine in San Jose, thanks for waiting. You're on the KSCO special.
I used to listen to you all the time when I lived in Monterey, but now I can only get you in my car.
Oh, what a shame.
But
you can get us on the internet.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. But usually when I'm home, I'm too busy.
Okay.
when I listened to you all the time in Monterey, you had local people on. You made changes. I moved away. You made changes. And then when I started listening to you again, all those people I used to listen to weren't on anymore. You had some lawyer on at noontime who was a conservative. And then there's some guy who was a retired teacher named Eric who was a liberal. And I loved those shows. And I am very conservative, and Eric used to just drive me up a tree.
Uh-huh.
But I listened to him because I wanted to hear the other point of view
right.
once in a while.
Well, that's great. Okay, I'm happy. I'm really happy you called because that's the way I am. And it just doesn't seem that people are that way anymore. It seems like if they're not going to listen to a station, unless a talk radio station, unless they broadcast their kind of politics. End of story.
But I think it's because this Eric guy was a liberal. But he wasn't abrasive. You could call him up.
Sort of like Alan Combs, whom we do have on KLY
yeah,
now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and if he was only on TV, I could listen to him.
Yeah.
I mean, only on radio, I could listen to him.
Great. Well, keep listening, Catherine. And if you live in San Jose, you probably can't get KLY at all. But
can't.
But you can get KOMY on our internet stream by just going to KSCO.com and then clicking on KOMY. Listen to KOMY. You can do that, and we're gonna have our own KOMY website. So
okay.
Yeah, but okay. I have made a note of your suggestion. I think it's great, and thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Okay, here's Janet in Monterey. You're on the air, Janet.
No, it's Jane.
Oh, Jane. Sorry.
Hi.
Hi.
I listen to both your stations constantly, all day, every day. Let's see. There's a couple of things I wanted to say. I love Kay. I love her, and that every once in a while when you have had her sister on with her, it was just great.
Oh, the sister-in-law?
Sister.
Oh, whose sister?
I thought it was Kay's sister. Well, in any
Kay
case.
Kay has never had a sister I've known of.
There's some other one, the Frau?
Frau Ogle, yes. Yeah. Kay's sister-in-law.
A sister-in-law, yeah. I get such a kick out of them.
We got to get Frau Ogle back on. Yeah,
but I love when the two of them are on.
Remember the show we had Frau Ogle and Roy Masters?
Yes.
And Alan Combs?
Oh, that was a riot.
Yeah, that was a great program.
I like when you mix it up like that.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I love listening to the other side. I have really broadened my perspective. And actually, for the first time, I voted on the other side this year, just as a result of having it was an education for me. So I really strongly urge you to continue presenting both sides.
Well, we will present both sides, but one, the conservative side on KSCO and the liberal side on KOMY.
Right.
Don't
That's
you think?
Wonderful. That's very, very intelligent thing of you.
As opposed to, I thought that was dumb because I thought people would like to hear them both on one station, but I think I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I think I'm
wrong.
Well,
as long as there's a choice there, as long as you can, I have found it to be just invaluable. I really have my perspective broadened. I do have one. I'm so glad you're having this.
We got to make it real quick because we got two or three other phone calls.
I always miss Embassy of the New World Order because of church.
Uh-huh.
And if you could rebroadcast it at some other time.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a members-only section for at KSCO.com. There will be a little fee, but it will be real reasonable, because it costs money to do all this,
Uh-huh.
I don't think it will be a profit center for us. But if we can do this, then we're going to be able to have archived programs and podcasts and
I wish you would rebroadcast it because I love the whole thing. He's my very favorite thing about either station.
Okay.
Okay.
Duly noted. Thank you. Jack in Capitola, you're on the air.
Yeah.
KSCO. Hi.
I just had a couple of quick questions. First of all, I'm kind of catching bits and pieces of this. So which of the stations would be conservative and which would be liberal?
KSCO will be conservative. KOMY will be liberal. And this is not for positive, but it's pretty positive. We're going to do something that way. We don't know exactly what, but, we're looking to strike a balance here between the two.
Okay, because I've been in there to try to buy advertising on your station.
Yes.
And if you did purchase advertising, would it play on both sides?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That would be the idea, to be a combo thing. So that advertisers who said, wait a minute, you advertise on Rush Limbaugh. Well, I also advertise on, Franken. If we have Franken, who knows whether we're going to get Franken. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the thinking. Thanks for your call. Here's Dave Allen. Dave, what's up?
Hey, my filthy jokes.
Yeah. Your filthy jokes. What about
it?
Nothing's wrong, Dave, but it's some people don't think it should be on the homepage of a radio station's website.
But as long as it's in good taste.
Poor taste and good filthy jokes that are in good taste. Okay.
By the way, I sent you one about 72 virgins.
Yeah, I saw that. It was very funny.
Oh, hey, nobody ever plays my promo anymore.
Yeah, they do. Well, we'll play it during the next hour, right after the news or something. Aaron will do that. Okay.
By the way, good to hear from Roger.
Yes, Roger's a fine man.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow, or hear you tomorrow. Rory in Watsonville, you're on.
Michael, I almost never agree with Billy,
but
I agree with him that we got to keep it mixed up as best you can. I could say, have a tilt on one station, say KMY is a tilting to the left, KSEO is tilting to the right, but you got to have a mix. In botany, you take two types of plants that are, you know, the same genus, but they're dissimilar types, but you cross them when you crossbreed them and you get cross-hybrid vigor.
Kay is not here at the station now. She's presumably at home or in her car. I'm sure she's nodding her head. I'm sure she's nodding her head.
I mean, if
she's
Rory
is right.
Yeah, I don't hardly ever listen to Rush because he's so predictable, and it becomes very sterile, and there's no new information there. I like the challenge. I'd love to sit down with Billy and hash it out.
Okay.
I like that. We need that. That's what makes you.
Billy, call in and leave your phone number, and then you can call us back, and we'll deliver Billy's phone number for you, so you can sit down and hash it out.
He should have his own show. He's got time.
He does have time on his hands. He said that. He's a very, very, very wealthy man. None of it earned, and I think that's very nice that he admits that he earned none of it.
Well, that's fine, but he's got time to do a program and get the ideas out and get them challenged.
Okay,
and
great.
You guys have a great program.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, wait a minute. We can't do that. That's not nice. Liz in Felton is still there. Liz, you're on the air. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm glad to see that you have discovered that liberals of today are not, at least liberals around here of today, are not the same as the liberals of yesteryear, anxious to trade discussion, etc.
Thank you. We have to go, but at least we put you on
Ken
here.
Duffy, what's the deal with Dennis, the Category 2 hurricane on its way toward the Gulf Coast, making landfall by...